there, and also with your indulgence, we are also coming back to 21, but we also have not spoken on 22 yet, so we will do a combination of this. We also heard very, very good interventions this morning already on the 21D list, and we had an extensive discussion yesterday. I mean, first of all, also our approach that we kind of have indicated yesterday would be to make this list more substantive and in this way also more clear, so that misunderstandings, what kind of relation this has to IHL, could be solved. So we think this is the right approach. And both delegations, the French delegation and the one from Palestine, have made quite useful proposals. The short one from the French delegation, I think, is quite useful. And the longer explanations, I think it's worth for everyone to look into that as well, because there could be worthwhile elements that we could use as well. Then maybe on the discussion that we had yesterday on these terms that have some delegations claim have no legal status or no real source. After some small research, because they seem quite familiar, we found them again, where I think they have a very strong anchor, and they are definitely, at least three of them, are part of the six principles the NATO's and their allies have adopted in 2021. Those six principles, which clearly are related to AI applications in the military sphere, they are lawfulness, responsibility and accountability, explainability and traceability, reliability, governability and bias mitigation. We think this is a quite valuable contribution to our work that our NATO friends have produced already some years ago, so it would be not the wrong path to include them in some way or to retain them in some way in a document we already have. Then on 22, similarly to what Denmark just said, human-machine interaction has been consistently at the core of the GGE's deliberations over the past years. Many working papers and ideas have been submitted on the role of humans vis-a-vis autonomous weapon systems. We would say meaningful human control is the right term, but we have a lot of other substance from other working papers and other views on this. Valuable elements have already been put onto paper in the guiding principles, which we are supposed to further develop. In particular, they can be found in guiding principles C and D. And therefore, we regret the para 22 is not more substantial. And does not include the valuable elements from those working papers that I mentioned before. It is not indeed, in fact, adding to the guiding principles. It's not operationalizing them, rather the opposite. We think para 21 as it is actually a backtracking from the guiding principles C and D. Some of the related elements that we did find in the past, or did we put in the past into guiding principles C and D, they ended up in para 20. And we hope that they can be expanded there. If not, we would need to have a closer look at para 22 again to avoid us moving backwards on human-machine interaction. Thank you.